2026 UK University Clearing Action Timeline. From results day to student finance and accommodation changes, this guide outlines the steps for searching for courses, contacting universities, registering a choice, and updating student finance and accommodation through UCAS Clearing. Based on the UK A-level results day of August 13, 2026, it also explains information that varies by university, such as when Manchester updates its course listings, as well as contextual admissions and the differences between resitting exams, foundation courses, and deferred entry. The 2026 UK A-level results day is August 13, and all times should be understood as British summer time unless otherwise stated. Manchester plans to update its full list of clearing courses at around 5 p.m. on August 12, but available courses and remaining places may continue to change afterward. Before contacting a university, prepare your UCAS ID, clearing number, exact grades, course name and code, contact details, and a list of questions. Eligibility criteria for contextual clearing and whether grade requirements are adjusted vary by university, course, and admission year, so eligibility cannot be determined from a postcode alone. Once the university change is confirmed in UCAS, update the course and university with the relevant student finance authority, and check the contract terms for both your existing and new accommodation. The 2026 UK A-level results day is Thursday, August 13. If you may use clearing, it is safer to organize your shortlisted courses and contact information by the previous day rather than starting preparations after the results are released. Unless otherwise stated, the times in this schedule are based on British Summer Time, BST, UTC plus 1. The times when university phone lines open, when you can add a clearing choice in UCAS Hub, and the validity periods of verbal offers may differ. So follow the guidance provided on the day. What clearing means, and who can use it clearing, is the UCAS process that connects applicants with places still available at universities. It is not only for applicants whose grades are lower than expected. It can generally be used in the following situations. You did not receive an offer from any university to which you applied, your place was not confirmed because you did not meet the grade requirements of a conditional offer you applied to UCAS late and are looking for a course after the main application stage. You want to decline an existing confirmed place and move to another university or course. You received higher grades than expected and want to explore other options first. Check whether a clearing number appears in UCAS Hub and whether your current application status allows you to add a clearing choice. The fact that a course appears in a search does not guarantee eligibility or admission. Practical schedule for August 12-13, 2026 time, what to do, what to check morning afternoon of August 12, divide shortlisted universities and courses into first choice, alternative, and safe options. Record the course name, UCAS course code, campus, required subjects, and whether international students are eligible. Around 5 p.m. on August 12, check whether Manchester's full list of clearing courses has been updated. This time applies to Manchester and not to other universities. Courses may be added or closed. Evening of August 12, finalize your materials and list of questions for phone calls and charge your devices. Prepare your UCAS ID, predicted or achieved grades, email address, phone number, and clearing number. Before UCAS Hub updates on August 13, check Hub and your email, but do not pressure universities for decisions with repeated phone calls. Hub generally shows universities' decision statuses rather than the exam scores themselves. Check your actual grades through your school or exam board. After Hub updates and you receive your results, compare the decision statuses of your firm and insurance choices with your actual grades. If a decision is pending, ask the relevant university about its processing status before moving into clearing. After university phone lines, open contact universities in order of priority. Make the call yourself and provide your grades accurately by subject. After receiving a verbal or email offer, confirm the course, entry year, conditions, response deadline, and instructions for entering the choice in UCAS. Do not immediately decline your existing place based only on a verbal offer. Also record the staff member and time of the call. After the time permitted by UCAS, add only a course for which you have received instructions from the university as your clearing choice. You cannot register multiple clearing choices at the same time, so compare the validity periods of offers. After your new place is confirmed, update your student finance and accommodation information. Reassessment of student funding and changes to accommodation contracts may require separate processing time. The exact opening time for UCAS Hub and the time from which you can add a clearing choice must be checked again in the 2026 Results Day guidance. Do not make important decisions by simply assuming that previous year's operating times will apply. Preparation checklist before calling a university identity and application information UCAS, personal ID clearing number displayed in hub name, date of birth, email address, and a phone number on which you can be reached universities to which you applied, and your current UCAS status basic. Information needed for fee classification, such as your UK residency status, or whether you are an international student grades and academic qualifications, exact names of qualifications, such as A-levels, BTEC, and international baccalaureate final grade for each subject, and the year achieved, previous and new grades for RESAT subjects, or the expected results date grades that meet course-specific requirements, such as GCSE English and mathematics transcripts, or certified documents. To submit if the university cannot verify your grades through UCAS, do not confuse predicted grades with grades actually achieved. RESIT grades that have not yet been released cannot be presented as confirmed grades. Course and question list: when calling a university, you should be able to immediately provide at least the following information: exact name and code of the desired course, intended entry year, and campus grades actually achieved, whether there are grounds for requesting a contextual admissions. Assessment, whether the offer is conditional or unconditional, the time from which the offer can be entered in UCAS, and the deadline whether accommodation applications are available, and whether accommodation is guaranteed, whether you can be considered for a foundation course or similar course if you are an international student, whether there are any issues with the CAS issuance and visa timeline. If it is difficult to get through by phone, you can use the online form or email address specified by the university. However, sending duplicate requests through multiple channels does not necessarily speed up the assessment. Order for handling a clearing offer and an existing place: applicants who already hold a university place must be especially careful about the order of the steps. Check your current status. Confirm whether your firm or insurance place has already been confirmed or whether a decision is still pending. Speak to the new university first. Ask whether the course actually has places available and whether you can be considered based on your grades and qualifications. Record the offer details. Confirm the course, entry year, campus, conditions, validity period, and instructions from the staff member. Understand the consequences of declining your existing place. If you give up a confirmed place using UCAS release or decline function, it may not be restored automatically. Add a clearing choice as instructed by the university. If you add a choice based only on search results without the university's approval, it may be rejected or take longer to process. Wait for final confirmation from the new university. A positive response by phone may not have the same meaning as final confirmation in UCAS. A verbal offer may have a response deadline. Save the conditions shown in an email, text message, or university portal, and complete the necessary action in UCAS before the deadline. Checking eligibility for contextual clearing. Contextual admissions is an admissions approach that considers an applicant's educational and social background. Depending on the university, it may apply in clearing as well as in the main application process, but not all universities and courses operate in the same way. The following information may be used in an assessment. Type of information: example points to note residential area, current or previous postcode. A postcode alone does not necessarily establish eligibility. School environment, university progression rate, or attainment indicators. For the school attended, the school lists and years used vary by university. Personal circumstances, care experience, estrangement, refugee background. No family support evidence or information included in the UCAS application may be required. economic background, free school meal eligibility, indicators of low-income areas, the indicators and evidence accepted vary by university. Participation programs, completion of a university's long-term support or progression program, grade adjustments, may apply only to specific programs and entry years. Check your eligibility against the official contextual admissions criteria of each university, including Manchester. When calling, prepare your postcode, school name, personal circumstances already included in your UCAS application, and the names of relevant programs, but submit sensitive information only through secure channels requested by the university. Being eligible for contextual consideration does not automatically guarantee admission or a specific grade reduction. Required subjects, standards for professionally accredited courses, and remaining capacity may apply separately. Order for updating student finance. Student financial support in the UK is administered by Student Finance England, Student Finance Wales, Student Finance Northern Ireland, or the Student Awards Agency Scotland, depending on where you live. The principles below are a general preparation sequence. Check the actual update options and evidence requirements with the relevant authority. Confirm that the new university and course have been finalized in UCAS. Update the university, course, study start date, course duration, and living arrangements in your relevant student finance online account. After making the changes, check the reassessment status of your tuition fee loan and maintenance support. Before enrolling at the university, confirm that your student finance records match the university's registration information. If the first payment date is approaching, ask the relevant authority and the university's financial support team whether the changes could delay payment. Changing your university or course may affect the amount of support depending on the tuition fee, course duration, whether you live in London, and whether you commute from home. Do not assume that your previous university will automatically update everything. Check the status of the changes in your own account. If you have already received payments or have a previous study history, an assessment different from a simple course name change may be required. If your eligibility or remaining years of support are unclear, explain the circumstances to the relevant authority before enrollment. Applying for accommodation and changing an existing contract, the way accommodation is offered to successful clearing applicants varies by university. A university may guarantee accommodation only to applicants who completed their firm choice by the standard deadline. Or it may allocate remaining rooms to clearing applicants on a first-come, first-served basis. The recommended order is as follows. Ask the new university whether clearing applicants can apply for accommodation. Confirm eligibility to apply, the waiting list, room types, and contract duration, rather than only whether accommodation is guaranteed. Once your academic place at the new university is confirmed, submit the accommodation portal application as soon as possible. Check the cancellation deadline, deposit, replacement tenant conditions, and possible penalties under your existing accommodation contract. If your new accommodation is not confirmed, also consider university-approved private accommodation or areas within commuting distance. Declining a university place does not automatically cancel an existing accommodation contract. Conversely, submitting an accommodation application does not mean that a room has been allocated. Check the written terms before canceling an existing contract. Differences in processing by grades and entry route grades already achieved if you previously achieved all required grades. The university may be able to assess the academic conditions immediately. However, if the grades were not transmitted automatically to UCAS or are overseas qualifications, the university may request transcripts and certified documents. Meeting academic conditions is separate from meeting other conditions, such as identity, fee classification, and English language proficiency. Receipt grades, if your receipt results have already been released, accurately provide both the previous attempt and the new results. If the results have not yet been released, the university may not confirm a final unconditional offer based only on predicted grades. Some courses have separate criteria concerning the number of receipts or when qualifications were achieved, so you must ask about them. Foundation courses that include a foundation year may have a separate course code, duration and tuition fee from standard undergraduate courses. You will not be transferred automatically, simply because admission to the main degree course is difficult. Check the progression requirements for moving to the main degree after the foundation year and the total period of student finance support. Deferred entry clearing vacancies are generally places for that entry year. The university and course determine whether entry can be deferred to the following year. If you decline a deferred place you currently hold and use clearing, your original place may not be restored, so confirm the processing order with the admissions teams at both universities and UCAS. How to assess your chances of admission? Realistically published minimum grades are a starting point, not your probability of admission on the day. Actual decisions also take into account remaining capacity, required subjects, grade combinations, contextual criteria, and whether the applicant's qualifications can be verified. If your grades are close to the requirements, it is worth contacting the university directly. If you do not meet a specific required subject or GCSE condition, admission may be difficult even if your overall score is high. Even if a course appears on the website, it may close while you are making the call. Conversely, a course that was not initially shown may reopen, so you can recheck the official list. Compare several universities, but do not hold an offer for a course you do not genuinely intend to accept for an extended period. A safe strategy is not to rely on only one course, but to prioritize other campuses offering the same subject, courses including a foundation year, and related subjects. Final checklist for results day, I have checked my UCAS login and password. I have recorded my UCAS ID and clearing number. I have accurately organized my grades by subject. I have prepared at least 3 shortlisted course names and codes. I have checked each university's phone number and online inquiry channels on its official website. I have prepared the postcode, school, and personal circumstances information needed for contextual admissions. I have created a table for recording the conditions and deadlines of verbal offers. I have established the rule that I will check the new university's instructions before declining my existing place. I have checked the relevant student finance authority and my login information. I have read the cancellation terms of my existing accommodation contract. Speed is important in clearing, but hastily declining an existing place or failing to check contract terms can create even greater problems. Treat the university's offer, UCAS status, student funding records, and accommodation contract as separate processes, and check each one in the correct order.